This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leone McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Liz Waymeyer and Lauren Pertell, and we're talking about Ability Plus Adaptive Sports. They're looking for volunteers right now, and they do have some summer events coming up. For more information anytime, go to abilityplus.org. That's abilityplus.org. You can also check them out on Facebook. Liz and Lauren, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you. Us.
So for people that don't know about Ability Plus and what you do, it's basically for people who basically they use specialized devices to get out there and do the same sports that average people without some sort of disability would do.
Yeah, we work with people with all disabilities, cognitive as well as physical disabilities. We work with a lot of children with autism. We work with veterans with PTSD or traumatic brain injuries. So we kind of run the whole spectrum. We have a lot of adaptive equipment for winter and summer sports. And then we work with a lot of people that really just need some patience and somebody to help them along.
And that's something that's like really, really important because a lot of times you have somebody who's been through a car accident and that's really traumatic and it feels like life's never going to get back to normal. And this is part of that process of, hey, you can get out there. You can enjoy the mountain like you used to. You can go skiing like you used to or take up a sport you never did before the accident and get out there and be even more active than you were before.
Absolutely. We live in such a cool area, so many things to do that we want to get everybody out there. Anything they want to do, whatever goals they have, we just want to help them out in any way we can.
And so you're looking for volunteers, and this summer we're going to be talking about canoeing, biking, and hiking primarily. So what would that entail to be a volunteer for those activities?
So we go through a little bit of an orientation, and I think one of the big things that makes people hesitant to volunteer with us is they think it's going to take a big time commitment, and it doesn't. We are happy to have people come join us for a couple hours, or if they want to join us for a whole program, we do some canoeing through the month of July. We go canoeing on Mondays and biking on Tuesdays, and we have a lot of folks that sign up to do the whole month of July. It's a couple hours every Monday or Tuesday, and we have other folks that'll just pop in for a day, check us out, and lend a hand.
And this is just basically you get to canoe with a bunch of other people.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's,
I mean, like, what's not to love about
that?
It's
not a bad gig.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
So it's Ability Plus Adaptive Sports, and they're looking for volunteers to help out with their canoeing, biking, hiking. You can find more information on Ability Plus by going to abilityplus.org. That's abilityplus.org. You can also check them out on Facebook. And there are a number of events going on this summer, so I want to get a little bit into some of those events. The closest being Bingo at Red Park. This is going to be June 18th.
Correct. June 18th. We'll be doing bingo. We'll be doing about 9 rounds of it, which will be 9 interesting prizes. I'm not going to say high-value prizes, but they'll be interesting, and it'll be fun. And it will be $1 per card, so you can play as many cards as you want for as many rounds as you want. And Red Parker gives us percentage off on some of the drink specials as well. So it should be a fun night, and like I said, get a chance to win some stuff.
And the money goes towards, I assume, like gear to help out with the adaptive sports and
absolutely.
Such?
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what type of gear does that entail? Obviously, with skiing, you might need a special rig for the skis, but for like canoeing or biking, what sort of gear does that entail?
We have a wide range of adaptive bikes. A lot of them are tricycles, so they're lower to the ground. We've got high performance. They happen to be tricycles, but pretty high for performance bikes, fully geared. We've got some that are a lean to steer. We've got hand cycles. So we have a wide range just so we can accommodate any needs.
Does that get tricky with the sizing, or is that something that it's like a one-size-fits-all rig?
We have a bunch that are adjustable, and then we have some others that are kind of one-size-fits-all.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
It's interesting to pack in a trailer, but it's really cool equipment because it does accommodate so many different people and so many different needs.
Right. It's Ability Plus Adaptive Sports. You can find more information and how to volunteer and such at abilityplus.org. That's abilityplus.org. You can also check out Ability Plus Adaptive Sports on Facebook. There is the bingo at Red Park. That's going to be June 18th. As mentioned, there's going to be a number of prizes for that. Yep. There's also going to be the Cones for a Cause at Trails End. That's going to be July 17th. Who doesn't love ice cream?
What's not to love about that event?
I might go twice.
I might go a few times that day.
So ice cream, pretty straightforward, and that'll be a portion of every cone going to the cause.
Correct.
All right. And then there's also Seek the Peak, which is a really big one. Ability Plus is actually going to be participating in this.
Yeah, we have a couple sponsors. Backpacker Get Out More Tour sponsors a team, and Moat Mountain Smokehouse sponsors a team. So we get some adaptive athletes out participating in a community event. We're going to do a smaller hike, which will be the summit of Mount Washington. So we're going to go up the Mount Washington Auto Road. They're going to donate a drive up and down the mountain. So they'll drop us off. We'll hike to the summit. We'll check things out up there, and then they'll bring us down. And then we're going to have a longer hike. So we actually do the short hike on Friday when it's a little less crazy up there. And then on Saturday, we're going to do a long hike somewhere else.
Really cool. Really cool. So what got each of you into Ability Plus Adaptive Sports? What was the thing that got you into this as a...
Well, I've been doing it 10 years, so I got to think about that. But I used to work outpatient rehab, and I just saw the need, and I kind of got involved in it, and apparently haven't left. I love it.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I've worked in nonprofit event planning previously, and since being up in the Valley, this just seems like an awesome organization to get involved with and see what I could do to help out. So I've been here. I've only been here since about October, so still getting used to everything and plugging along, but it's good.
Awesome. So it's Ability Plus Adaptive Sports. They're looking for volunteers. You get to go canoeing, biking, hiking, and that's basically what being a volunteer entails.
Absolutely. So. And other reason people get intimidated is they think we're going to send them off on their own. We really work as a team. Part of working with other folks is just engaging everyone together. So nobody's going to get tossed out there by themselves. We'll help everyone along. And yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, so it's Ability Plus Adaptive Sports. They're looking for volunteers right now, but you can also swing by Bingo Night at Red Parka June 18th, Cones for a Cause at Trails End July 17th, Seek the Peak they'll be participating in on July 20th. You can find more information anytime by going to abilityplus.org. That's abilityplus.org. You can also check out Ability Plus Adaptive Sports on Facebook. One final thing before we go, there is going to be a big silent auction this coming fall. That's going to be October 10th.
Correct, at the Shenandoah, and they'll also be doing a Dine to Donate, so you can go and get their pizza, which is awesome, and we'll get a percentage of that too. But yeah, we'll be doing the silent auction there, and that should be a good fun fall event that's right before Columbus Day weekend, so you can add a day onto your weekend if you want and come out on Thursday.
All right, so that's going to be the silent auction in October.
Correct.
And they're looking for volunteers right now, and you can find all these events or how to volunteer by going to abilityplus.org. That's abilityplus.org, or checking them out on Facebook. Liz and Lauren, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you
very much.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.